up my alley right here. Say that with me. Reach. Reach. I have no doubt in my life God has called me to reach people. God has called me to love you. God has called me to reach out to you. God has called me to be your friend. God has called me at times, as I teach, to correct you. Flat out. Based on God's Word. You listening or not? That's the Word of God. That's the job that God has given me. And so, but I just know that about me. When I go to a restaurant, when I go to a hardware store, when I go to the ball field, when I go to the game the other night watching basketball, in my mind, I don't have to get all psyched up per se. I just know God's called me, no matter where I'm at, to be a light, to be a blessing, to keep my head up, to try to reach out. I'm not going to go and always be preaching the Word. You know, when I go to Mama's, I'm eating. You can witness just by sitting there eating. But it's funny. I was at Mama's the other day. I was encouraging a young man. He wanted to have an appointment with me, so I took him to lunch. I said, absolutely. Come on, we'll go to lunch together. And he and I split one of my favorite sandwiches in town at Mama's, the ribeye steak sandwich. It's your Philly steak sandwich. It's incredible. You want to get the bun toasted, onions and peppers, and the cheese on the top. Okay? I've been doing it since 1983. All right? Come on. All right. And the plate of French fries. Come on. Come on. But you got to have your Diet Coke to sort of, you know what I mean. So the boy asked me, what should we get? I said, well, you just listen to me. You just sit there. We'll be fine. And so we ordered, but on the way in, I told him, his heart is given to wanting to serve the Lord and things like that. And I said, son, we're going to go out to eat because this is what I do. We go out, and I said, it won't surprise me as I sit there, we'll see people. Somebody might come up to my table, or I might go to their table. And then people will see, and people might hear something I say. And I try to do this where I go. Why? To show off? No. Reach people. Y'all listening or not? This is the way I do it. It's one of the ways I do it. Get out there. So God's called me. And sure enough, it happened. Just like I said. One couple over here. And then a fella came all the way across the room, sit right down beside me. And me and him talked right in front of that young man. And so that young man could see in action how this happens. Y'all listening? Reaching people. There's not a thing wrong with reaching people and eating a good steak sandwich at the same time. Thank God we live in America. Amen. Come on. Let's talk about it. Reaching people. See, say it with me, Jesus reach. Say that with me. See, Jesus reach. Keep looking. Let's go with it, Raj. When Jesus reached me, he had to reach way down deep for me. He had to reach way down deep for me and my mama. Amen. Everybody's reachable. Even me. I was reachable. Amen. How many before Jesus became your Lord and Savior, you thought, there's no way I can be a Christian? Can I see your hand? There's some of us that thought that. There's no way I can be a Christian. Heard a story this week from a local physician was talking to me, and he went to church. It's a while back, and he told him when he was going, he said, man, if I go, that the church will fall in. He said it didn't fall in, but the lightning literally struck the church the next day. Anyway, but Jesus can reach anyone. But we're His body, and He's called us to help Him. Amen? So, see Jesus reach. Why did Jesus reach? Well, He reached down to us to reconcile us to God. Hebrews 2 says, but we see Jesus, who was made when He was born of the Virgin Mary. Listen, He was made a little lower than the angels. Why was He born like that? So that He could suffer what? Death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, He should taste what? Death for everyone. That's why He was born. He was born to die on the cross and raised from the dead. That's why He did what He did. Wherefore, in all things it behooved Him to be made like unto who? His brethren. That He might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make what? Reconciliation for the what? Sins of the people. That's why Jesus did what He did, to reconcile us to God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God. And who hath what? Reconciled us to himself by who? Jesus, and hath given to who? The ministry of reconciliation. See, he let out. He made it happen. He let out, and now he's given us that ministry, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. He's committed now unto us the word of what? Reconciliation. See, it's not just Gary Clark who's called to reach people. Did y'all catch that real quick there or not? We're gifted in different ways. It might not be your style to go into a restaurant, sit down there, plop a chair, eat a big old sandwich, and just hang out. Your way might be different. Thank God it's different. Amen. Or, you know, we'd all be in the shape I'm in. The point is, we're all different. We're all part of the body, but we're all called to reach. Amen. Why did Jesus come? To heal our broken hearts. You think there's people out there that need a healed heart? Broken-hearted people all throughout our community, hurting desperately. It's nothing for me just to start to share a little bit. I was at McDonald's. It's another one of my hangouts. Why go to through drive-thru when you can go inside and actually talk to people? Amen? So that's what I do. I go inside. I'm there the other day. A gentleman comes up. I don't know if you're here, but you came up to me, and you were in McDonald's, and you congratulated me on my new marriage and life. I don't know if you're here that you did that or not, but I see Kenny. He's one of my buddies that hangs out at McDonald's. How you doing? Good, brother. Amen. Here we go. Come on. But this man was talking to me, and there's another man I've seen at McDonald's for maybe a few years or so. I've said hi to him, but never had any conversation per se with him. He heard me and this gentleman talking, and I just opened up to this gentleman that was talking to me a little bit about my pain, my struggle, my own hurt, a little bit just man to man. And this guy was listening, who had been seeing me. And he said, "I'm so proud of you. I could never do what you did. I was hurt. And as somebody would get close again, and I would see somebody, and I would date them and take them out, and I could not trust again." So he says, and now he's old. Maybe 75. He's sitting there. And he says, "But good for you." Amen? Just a crazy conversation. But now, I walked in this morning, me and Chuck went and got a coffee this morning before prayer time, into McDonald's. And there he sits, over in the corner. And now it's not just the guy I've seen, it's the guy now I go, "Hey man, how you doing? Good, how are you doing?" You see how that works, yes or no? Okay, I know I'm going crazy here, but we'll keep going. What's my point? There's some broken hearts out there. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the what? To preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." You think there's some people bruised out there? Absolutely. And we can reach out to them. Y'all hearing me today or not? God's called me, which therefore He's called you as Fellowship Church to reach people. Listening, yes or no? Okay? He hasn't called me to keep every person I reach. I would never reach more people if I spent time trying to chase everyone down that left. That's not on me. What's on me is my responsibility to reach. Y'all hear me or not? Okay? That might not be the way you heard it was supposed to be done. That's the way it's supposed to be done, guys. Amen. Jesus came. Why did He come? To give us abundant life. A thief comes not but steal, to kill, destroy. Jesus said, "I am come that you might have what? And that you might have it what? More abundantly," or life to the what? Full. Good job. Praise God. Amen? Why did Jesus come? Why did He do what He did? To glorify His Father. Jesus said, "I have glorified Thee on the earth." Say it with me. "I have finished the work which you gave me to do." Did Jesus finish His work? Yes or no? He sure did. And now He's seated down to God with the right hand of God the Father. Have we finished our work He's given us to do? Yes or no?
And nope.
See how that works? He's given us His Word, and He's given us His Spirit to help accomplish His work through us to reach people. Y'all listening? He's even put crazy people in your life like me. Amen? To encourage you, to help you, to equip you. What is Fellowship Church about? We love Jesus and we love people. Don't ever get confused, though, that it's all just about loving people inside this room. We want to love people that are outside this room, so we can have more seats filled inside this room, so that we can have more people reach people outside this room. Amen? You know how that works. Say. That's how it works. That's how the church works. That's who we are. That's what we're called to do. See Jesus reach is the message this morning. And I've got three C's and I've got about 10 minutes. It's going to be rough on me, ain't it, Raji? He said I was fine without all the McDonald's and mama stories. Amen. Do you like the steak sandwich with me? Thank you, brother. Amen. Three C's. We're going to get all three of them in, even if we don't get all the backing on it. Number one, the first C Jesus reached. Say that first C with me. One more time. And what's that word mean? Love. Watch Jesus. Jesus had love and compassion for the lost. And when Jesus saw the multitude, He was moved with what? Compassion on them because they fainted. They were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Jesus loved lost people. Jesus loved the sick. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and He was moved with what? Love toward them, and He healed their what? Okay? Watch, see Jesus reach. See Jesus reach. How did Jesus reach? He reached out in what? Love to the lost, to the sick, to the hungry. Then Jesus called His disciples unto Him and said, I have compassion on a multitude because they continue with Me now 3 days and they have nothing to what? Eat. And I will not send them away fasting unless they faint in the way. Jesus had love for who? The hungry. Amen? Are you seeing how Jesus reached? Say. Now we already see Him come down. He gave His life on the cross, and that's huge. But as He was here, He's having compassion. We are to do what? Say it with me. We're to reach what? In what to people? In love. In love. That's just how you do it. I've watched it done so many different ways. You can try to guilt people into coming to church. Whatever. You can try to cheat them into coming to church. Try to play games with them. You can see that a lot on TV. A lot of the game playing that's not in the Bible. Promises that aren't in the Bible. Or they're all twisted and perverted and screwed up. You understand? Yes or no? Jesus didn't do that. He loved people. He reached out like this. There was something inside of Him that when He saw a lost person, He saw a hungry person, He saw a sick person, it was just something inside of Him that said, I got to do something. I got to do something because I can. I've got to do something because I can. And that's... I can't wave a wand and make that come over you and inside of you. But I know that that's how I look at people. Not all the time. Sometimes I get selfish and I just look at me. I'm consumed with me in my life. But when I'm in my right mind, in my right spirit, I look and when I'm out there, I want to love on them. Y'all listening to me or not? Jesus. The first C is what? Compassion. You're going to remember these. These aren't that hard. C. Okay, I've already given you the first letter. There's only three of them. And we're talking about Jesus. I mean, come on. So, first one's compassion, which is love. Now, this is a toughie. This is for you that think you can get it all real quick. Number two, condescension. You might, what's that mean?
word is humility. Here's what condescension means. It means to do good grace for someone despite superior status. There's no greater picture of condescension than Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, humbling Himself. He's of superior status, but He humbles Himself and He does good grace for who? For you and me. Did you see condescension? Condescension means coming down. Now, that's why the word, we use it in a negative connotation. You know, He was just so condescending to me. You ever heard that said? Well, that's because instead of somebody coming down to your level, they're talking down. You understand? And we feel like He's so condescending. I'm sure you've said it of me. He's so condescending, talking down to me like that. The word condescending really means coming down. Coming down to somebody's level. That's how Jesus reached people. Do you hear what I just said or not? Coming down. You ever thought of somebody, or you maybe thought it of yourself, you know, that joker is holier than thou. You ever heard that? One of the things as a preacher of the gospel I have to fight against is because as a pastor, people are going to put me up. And I have to fight to come down. And that's my job. I need to come down. You understand? That's how you reach people. Well, I know this about the Bible. And I know this and this and this and this and this. You'll never reach people until you come down. Come on down, baby. We can come on. Would you come on? Please, come on. That's what Jesus did. The Son of the living God humbled Himself for you and me. Isn't that crazy? That's how He reached. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. I am what? Meek in what? In what? And you'll find what? Rest. When you're reaching out to people, can they feel comfortable? Can they feel at rest? Or they go, oh my God, here He comes. Oh my God! Amen? They didn't run from Jesus, they ran to Jesus. Say that with me. They didn't run from Jesus, they ran to. I love it going places and people who are not believers come up to me and talk to me. Hey, Pastor, how you doing? Good, dude, how you doing? I love that. I want people to feel like I can talk to them, they can talk to me. I don't always do this great. I'm just saying that Jesus is my goal. He's my teacher. This is the way I should do it. Y'all understand me? Keep going. My yoke is easy. My burden is what? Light. What Jesus do? He rises from supper. He laid aside His own garments. He took a towel. He girded Himself. And after that, He poured water into a bowl. He began to wash the disciples' stinking what? No smellier feet than fishermen's feet. I'm telling you that right now. To wipe them with the towel wherewith He was what? Girded. Did you see humility in the Savior? Did He come down? Yes or no? So, we see Jesus, He was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He might, by the grace of God, taste death for every man. We read that earlier. It became Him for whom all things and by whom all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through what? Sufferings. Jesus Christ condescended. We're to reach out in love to people. We're also to reach out in what? See Jesus reach. See number one was compassion. See number two was condescend. I know it's a toughie word. Condescend. It's a good word. I chose it on purpose because I want you to think about it. Condescend can be two types of words there. It can be I'm talking down or I'm coming down. I want it in your mind when you think about it. How did Jesus reach it? He talked down or did He come down? I think it'll be there in your brain. Number three, the third C, how did Jesus reach? Say that with me. Courage. And we got to quit now. What do I mean? He stood up. First of all, he stood up to his hometown folk. He came to Nazareth where he's been brought up, and his custom was he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath and he stood up to read. And he said unto them, "You'll surely say unto me, this proverb, physician, heal yourself. Whatsoever we've heard done in Capernaum, we ask you to do here in your own country." And he said, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country." And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, that he wasn't going to play a little dance and do what they wanted to just because they said so, they were mad at him. Keep looking. They rose up, they thrust him out of the city, they led him to the brow of a hill where it was built, where they threw people off to stone them most likely. But he passing through their midst, he got out of there and he went his way. If you're going to reach people, you're going to have some courage. Say that with me. You're going to have some what? And it's not just courage to get out there and talk to people. You're going to have courage to sometimes stand up against people. And I hate to say this, folks. A lot of times they're going to be in the church. You're going to have some problems with some Christians with you wanting to reach people. "Hey, just out there reaching people. What's he think he's doing?" All that. You know what I'm saying? Or you don't do it like we do it. Whatever. Okay? You have to learn to stand up and have a little courage if you're going to reach people. Y'all listening? Number two, he confronted religious phonies. "You blind guys which strain a gnat and swallow a camel, these are the most religious people. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within are full of extortion and excess. You blind Pharisee, clean first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you're like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but inside are full of dead men's bones and uncleanness." Wow. If you're going to reach people, guys, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to stand up sometimes and have some courage. I think you even might have to stand up against some things that you've been taught that keep you from reaching people. You understand? I think the biggest Pharisee in the bunch is me. I don't know about you. So Gary has to fight against me. You know what I'm saying? That's a good fight to have. Be like Jesus. Stand up. He had courage. He risked his life for his friends. And after that, he said to his disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." His disciples said to him, "Master, the Jews of late have been seeking to kill you, to stone you. And you're going there again?" Well, you know this story. He went anyway, didn't he? And he healed Lazarus, even though it meant he would be killed. He risked his life. That's courage, isn't it? It's going to be risky for you to get out there and reach people. Are y'all hearing me? I'm boring you to tears already. It's going to take some courage. First, see, compassion. Number two, condescend. Number three, courage. He steadfastly set his face towards Jerusalem and the cross. It came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up. He steadfastly set his face toward where? He knew it would be there that he would give his life, a ransom for many. That Jesus Christ cared so much. His reach was so great for people. He had steadfastness about it. You've got to have courage. You've got to be steadfast. How many have ever tried to talk to somebody? You tried to do this for a while, and it didn't work, so you just quit. Can I see your hands? Come on, let's be honest. See there? Uh-uh. Steadfast. Courage. Amen? Not coming down on them, but coming down to them, their level. Amen? Have courage now. Reach out with what? Courage to people. We're done, aren't we, Raj? Three C's. Compassion. Condescension. Courage. See Jesus reach. See forever. Number four. See forever the what? So there's really four C's. Compassion, condescension, courage, and the what? The cross. That's how Jesus reached. See, Jesus reached. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. For His reach. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Stand on up with me. I'm late. Sorry, I am late, but it is the way it is.